one of the architects of U.S. policy in the Cold War, has died. George F. Kennan was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and a State Department official, as well as the government's leading authority on the Soviet Union. In the 1940s, he received credit for the policy of containment that shaped U.S. actions toward the Soviets. Despite his central role, he did not approve in later years of the cost of the Cold War.
I think all of us lost by it. It involved enormous expenses on the defense establishments, both in the Soviet Union and here, much of which could have been avoided if it hadn't been for the whole Cold War situation and the psychology that surrounded it.
That's George F. Kennan in the early 1990s. Kennan died last night at his home in New Jersey at the age of 101. The people who knew him and worked with him included Peter Redaway. He is a former director of the Kennan Institute for Advanced Russian Studies here in Washington, D.C., and he joins us now. Mr. Redaway, let's talk first, if we can, about Mr. Kennan's most famous historic achievement. Kennan was the author of something called the Long Telegram. Can you describe what that was?
It was a telegram that Kennan wrote when he was studying and working on Russia policy, and it was when the Soviets under Stalin were expanding after the end of the Second World War. And his policy, spelled out in this telegram and later in an article the following year in Foreign Affairs, was that in order to have the best chance of preserving peace, you should not appease the Soviet Union, but nor should you be militarily too aggressive towards it. You needed a path somewhere in the middle. And if you did that and you held to it steadily over time, eventually communism would gradually decline. And that policy, you may say, succeeded, because some 44 years later, communism collapsed.
And yet it's so interesting to think about the fact that even though this man was an author of a relatively tough policy against the Soviet Union, that he seemed to regret it.
He certainly did regret it, because he was somebody who believed deeply in foreign policy being something which countries should pursue in a modest way. They should not try to impose their ways of doing things on other countries. Therefore, when this happened, he deeply regretted it, because it involved enormous military expenditure. It involved a militant attitude towards other countries.
I want to, if I might, play another piece of tape of George F. Kennan speaking to NPR's Leanne Hansen a number of years ago, and he was talking about America's role in the world and the way that Americans try to spread their beliefs to other countries.
There's a difference between an example and trying to preach to other people. It's one thing when we show other people what can be done in a democracy, and nothing is more useful than that. It's another thing when we go and talk to them in a manner which brings the inference that we consider ourselves superior and they ought to learn to be like us.
That's George F. Kennan speaking before the events of the last few years. But Peter Redaway, do you think there is a lesson here, or a viewpoint at least for today?
I do indeed. I think that on this issue, what he said about practicing democracy, presenting an example which other countries can follow if they wish, is highly relevant. He believed that if Americans developed a respect for the culture of other countries, then we would understand why they did what they did, and we would be less likely to go to war.
Peter Redaway is a former director of the Kennan Institute in Washington. Thanks very much.
Thank you.